The wooden planet is going up in flames, yet the unthinkable still has yet to happen. Episode 4 of The Wooden Planet starts now.
Holy host, Sabah, I call upon thee as a servant of the light that breathes the stars. I call upon the great northern star herald of the air, the eastern mother of the earth, the western queen of the waters, the southern king of the Empyrean fire. Open the way for this to be done. Let his light now descend, that this being might be awakened to the kingdoms beyond and infused with the heart at the faceted center of Elysia.
What's it saying?
The prayer of last rites. Abbas? Is that really you?
It is me, Leanne. Leanne, please. Please let me in.
No. No, it cannot be. The crinoid consumed her.
Yes, Leanne, you're quite correct. It's just using her voice. Don't listen to anything it tells you.
The demon is gone for now. But it might come back soon. Please. Please let me in. Do not forsake me again.
If you are truly the Abbess, why did the crinoid simply leave you? They never leave a meal unfinished on purpose. They're too greedy for that. All that goes through the pulpy mess that constitutes their brain is eating and multiplying, like a greasy, foul-smelling interstellar slob.
Leanne? Will you not let me in?
That's proof of it, Leanne. It won't answer me, even though it wants us to believe it's desperate.
No! You are not her! You are just some obscene, murdering freak of nature!
Leanne, come away from the door, sweetheart.
She's right, Leanne. Come on back. It's safer away from the door.
Leanne.
Shut up! You are not the Abbess! You are a devil!
But I am the Abbess. Every part of her is in me now. And you will be too. All of you will.
Leanne, where are you going?
I'm going to plunge this stake into its heart. If it will not shut up by choice, then I shall make the choice for it!
No!
No!
Leanne, come back! It's suicide!
Doctor, do something!
Come back, you idiot!
Die, foul demon! You have destroyed all that I held dear! Now you shall pay!
Get down! Ah! Go with me and Zacharias. There's a ladder just behind that pile of bric-a-brac. Get up it and away from here.
But...
do as I say!
I am sick of hearing that. I have been told it all my life.
Then it will hardly kill you to hear it again. Now go!
Fine. I believe in you. Please do not let me down.
I promise, Leanne, I promise. Now go on, vamoose. Toot sweet, up and at them. Far up.
Come on.
All right. Just the two of us, Abbess. Who's the demon now, eh?
Demons are a fantasy of the animal mind. The Abbess is no more. We are crinoid. We are perfect.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Your mass aside, you're just as susceptible to the same weaknesses as any other plant. Freezing. Pruning. Burning. Now, these right here are a super invention, if I do say so myself. Everlasting matches. One false move, and I'll make a plowman's lunch out of you.
You haven't got the gall to kill me.
Doctor, stop milking it and hurry up!
Well, of course I don't. But it bought my friends time to scarper. Rather like I'm about to do myself, so sayonara! My, my, you're very persistent. For a miserable, overgrown weed.
Weeds? No. Not big red redwoods all the time, taking root into the soil, growing exponentially, snaring every animal that comes close enough. The treetops reach out into the ether, casting spores to the infinite. We shall cover every single landmass, clog up the sea, and blot out the sky. You are meat. Meat is food to be consumed. You, animals, are the crop to be harvested.
Blah, blah, blah. Watch me care. Barnacle-encrusted pier overlooking a huge sea. Well, I honestly didn't see that one coming.
Help us move these boxes over the trapdoor.
Right. Wait, these...
Into that coracle! We need to get across and away from that thing.
Agreed.
Found the oars.
Excellent.
Go, move.
Heave!
Ho!
There was a ship all the other pirates fear. Even Black, Blue, Red, and Yellowbeard.
This sea is huge. How far do you think we've gone?
It is 5 miles across. If I had to guess, we have crossed over 4.
No wonder my arms ache. We have got to have lost the crinoid by now.
Hey, why don't you give me those oars? I'll take the last bit.
Why, that would be just grand, Zacharias.
Alright, give them both here.
Have a hip flask.
Since just after that last escapade of Syl. Besides, it's only Tizer.
Gimme. Crimson bliss.
No one in the Order was permitted to drink alcohol except for the sip of wine as part of the Eucharist.
Not surprising.
Leanne, now that we've given you a taste of the outside, I want to ask, do you feel as if you've been denied anything?
I don't know. Have I been using contractions this whole time?
Yes. You're talking like a normal person now. It's an improvement.
Yes, but I mean, no! Every fiber of my being is screaming that I'm using a vulgar tongue. To contract is to mar the words as they were intended to be. To make them deviant. And the deviant is of anarchy and darkness. The Abbess always warned me that I should not tread such a familiar path.
Familiar? Why would she say that?
My parents. I never knew them. I was always told my father died before I was born, and my mother passed during childbirth. The Abbess said they had both dealt with the deviant. Our faith and our clinging to the ways of our world was supposed to protect us from the outer darkness, but better people than I have been killed. And now I have no idea if my entire life has been anything more than a tangle of deceptions and naivety.
Leanne. What you perceive to be the mistakes of your past should be valued for the experiences they provide as much as anything else.
You would not say that if I were one of those who thought you should all be destroyed.
Perhaps. But think of it this way. A Leanne who led a very different life might not become the Leanne who has helped us this far, and is about to see the universe opened before her.
Doctor, I have dedicated my life to the worship of the Almighty. But what if that is also a lie?
Don't make that the credo around which you base your life. What if has absolutely no bearing on what is. And right now, what is a matter only for the four people in this boat and not any higher cosmic entities.
You are right. I apologize, Doctor. I'm not sure what came over me.
That would be emotional upheaval. Trust me, you'll learn to cope. Any sign of our ferreting floramorph yet?
None yet. At the same time, though, the lighting down here is not great, so it's hard to tell.
Very well. Everyone, stay vigilant until we reach the shore.
Except that their own skin was wasted on them, and I never, ever want to go back to them. Ever.
Yes, yes, eloquently put, Mr. Cobb. Though, honestly, I would also rather you not decide to return there, because it would mean I would have to go with you. I am not an aggressive sort, but the last time we parted ways with your esteemed father, I considered forgetting that.
Right. Now he's going to sulk again.
I'm not sulking. I just want to concentrate on rowing. That's all.
Did I offend him?
No, you just ended up treading the same territory we all have when it comes to Zacharias. Not the prettiest picture in the gallery.
Hey, do you mind? I'm sitting right here.
Whitney? What of yours?
Nothing too interesting. My parents were from England, but we moved to Chicago when I was 7. My dad works for a tech firm, my mom owns a big shop.
What couldn't that woman beg? I tell you, her pumpkin bread was absolutely sublime.
I remember. You only shut up about it a month after we'd left. Anyway, my little brother Toby is probably the most annoying person since Iris Wildheim.
Ugh. Please don't mention that woman. She nearly got us killed by my dad's personal guards.
What happened?
Suffice to say, it involves a drunken adventuress, a sapient panda, a segment to the key to time, and a veritable ocean of gin. In short, it's a long story.
I see. Doctor, would you be offended if I asked about your family instead?
Well, it's hardly a compelling topic, but I suppose if it'll pass the time. I once traveled with my granddaughter.
You are a grandfather?
Oh yes, I was. Long ago and far away. She was a bright child. Not always brave or cooperative, but bright. In the end, I had to let her go, because it feels like it's been millennia since that day. Still, like all the rest, I highly doubt I shall ever see her again. Or that they would even want to see me. Never was very good at meeting my patriarchal obligations, nor my fraternal ones.
Doctor, I never knew.
Me neither.
Oh, now, don't any of you go thinking you need to feel sorry for me. I came to terms with my personal history before I'd met any of you. Oh, that's about all the reminiscing I can take for the time being. Does anybody remember where I was in the song? Oh, yes, it was just up to...
What the hell?
Look, the crinoid!
It's swimming!
Don't worry, I've got you. Try not to fall into the drink,
Thank you. Yes, obviously. But what do we do now?
Does it? I'm sick of this thing and I'm going to do something about it. Zacharias, pass me an oar.
Take it. Just take it.
Take this, you overgrown kids, you...
Whitney, don't. You're only going to...
Whitney! Doctor! Leanne! Someone! Where are you guys? Leanne! I've got you. You're okay. Don't worry. Come on.
Thank you so much. Where are the others?
I don't know. I can't see them.
They must still be down there.
Yeah. but your robes are too heavy and constricting. You won't be able to swim. Here, get this coracle upright with me, okay? You get that side? Come on.
Doctor? Zacharias? Leanne?
Oh, thank goodness. Air at last.
Doctor!
Oh, Whitney. Whitney. Oh, I must say, I don't think much of this swimming bath's temperature control.
Did you see where the crinoid went?
No, I didn't. But I shan't imagine it's too far behind us.
Hey, I see the other pier. We're close.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. What's oh, dear? Oh, dear is never good.
Don't look now, but that verminous plant is headed back this way.
Come on, we have to reach the dock.
Can you see anything?
Not yet. Wait! Yes, I see them! The dock is right ahead, but the crinoid's nearly on top of them!
I can't get my arms up high enough! Whitney, look for a mooring rope!
Over here! I'm up! Doctor, give me your hand! Hurry, Doctor!
Who wants some of my ore? Go on, back off before I slice you up into a house salad. Ha!
Doctor, can you reach me?
Yes! Thank you both.
Leanne, catch the rope!
Right! I've got it!
Uh-oh. Guys, the oar just snapped.
Then come over and help us pull into the dock. Ready? On three. Three.
Three!
This way!
Where are we going?
The next ladder should take us up into the wheat fields.
That thing has to be three stories tall.
Then keep your eyes on the goal and don't look down.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one who's scared of heights.
Indeed I'm not. But I have my own worries. Face yours now. I'll face mine when the time comes.
I don't know if I can do this.
Whitney, I know you can. I'm right here behind you. Just do as I tell you. Keep looking up towards Leanne and Zacharias. Don't think about anything else.
I'm stuck.
Think of Florana, Whitney.
Florana?
Yes, the jungle planet. With its effervescent seas, golden sand, perfumed black roses. It's a paradise, and we can go there the very second this is all over. But first, you have to climb.
Oh, all right. I can do this. Just take it anywhere but here.
That's my good girl.
Seas and sands sound heavenly, Doctor. But I am not so keen on the jungle, nor the roses given our circumstances.
Bear in mind, Leanne, it's the lark, not the nightingale.
Shakespeare?
Guess this place wasn't totally hopeless if you knew about him.
Come on, no time for talking. The crinoids reached the ladder.
It's relentless. They can't be stopped.
Yes, they can. I've done it before. I first encountered crinoids on a botanical garden station. At the time, I was chairman of the Intergalactic Floral Society, you see, and I wanted to show my friend Joe some more exotic plants.
You never.
No, it's true. I'd personally requested the station to host our Galactic Standard Annual Fundraiser. One of the guests was compelled to bring a crinoid for exhibition, and the blessed thing not only connected itself to all the carnivorous plants and exacerbated their appetites, but it attempted to interface with the station's onboard computer to manipulate the artificial weather generators.
Plant that can interface with computers. Is there anything it can't do?
They are quite incredible, aren't they? Much later, I met one that had completely taken over an Aloxite space probe. Still, I've never seen one boil an egg the proper way.
So how did you beat it?
Well, once it was locked into the system, I played it at its own game. The remaining crew were able to seal off that section of the station by switching on all the fire prevention protocols. After that, I confused the computer so that every time the plant tried to increase the temperature, the exact opposite happened instead. That part of the complex became so cold that the crinoid was frozen solid.
And then what?
We ensured the entire blessed mess was dropped to a live volcano. Ah, shut your face. Anyway, after years of difficult study by the Society, I ran into the crinoids again in Earth's Antarctic region. Two had been frozen beneath the ice for 20,000 years. A man named Chase had one of the pods delivered to his mansion in England, and the thing inside expanded to giant scale.
As in bigger than that one down there?
About thrice the size, yes. Chase's crinoid was destroyed, but he wasn't the only one who got the misguided idea to introduce it into Earth's ecology. There was this one rockstar chap.
Okay, we're here. Just let me get this trap door open.
Wait. First, everyone take one of these.
Soggy handkerchiefs.
Seeing as we are making the questionable decision to skirt an inferno, they might help to keep out the fumes and allow us to maintain consciousness until we reach the TARDIS.
All right, then. Here we go. Everybody ready? Opening in 3, 2, 1.
Heavens above!
Cover your face before you choke.
What's happening up there?
Doctor, I think it's a bit worse than script up here.
What do you... Oh, knickers.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Is that what I think it is?
Don't look.
Those are people. Brothers and sisters. People I knew. Why aren't there any screams?
I'm sorry, Leanne. The fire must have gotten everyone. The crinoid didn't.
Don't say that. We can't really be all that's left. We just can't be.
Are you all right?
Leanne, please. The floor beneath us is scorched black. If we dally here, we shall fall straight through it. How far until we get to where they stored the TARDIS?
Just one more level. The chamber is right below the head of the Abbey. We can cut through the library.
Good. Lead the way.
We made it!
We only have a few moments before the flames catch up to us. Let's not waste our chance. Our pursuers, all the twin. We couldn't see it before because of all this smoke.
It's bigger than the whole abbey.
It's ready to germinate.
Brilliant. Who are you next?
There's a door, then a staircase. It leads straight to the taboo section, where the elders studied the most important texts and artifacts.
Guys, over here.
Bravo, Mr. Corby. You've earned yourself a sweetie.
What a piece of luck. Not even locked.
Perhaps the librarians panicked and left it like this while trying to...
Tell us the rest later.
Oh, the TARDIS. Oh, you're always a sight for sore eyes, old girl. Now, key. Let me see. No, not that. Not that either. All that.
Anytime now, Doctor.
Yes, I'm just trying to find the key.
Do not tell me you lost the key.
I didn't lose it. It just got moved when I fell into the water earlier.
So it could have been swept away?
No, I know I have it. I always know where it is. Aha, there. See, didn't I tell you? It was in my left sock the whole time.
Wait, somehow we've lost Leanne.
No, I see her.
What's she doing staring into the flames like that?
Seeing her home disappears, Zacharias. I'll go get her. You boys take the ship, okay?
Very well. Don't be long.
I won't.
Zacharias, help me with the launch sequence.
Right behind you.
Leanne, we can't stay here. It's not safe.
No. It's all been destroyed. Everything I have ever known is dying right before my eyes.
We'll mourn them all together, I promise. But you can't give up when we're this close.
Yes, Whitney. You speak the truth. I'm all right.
Good. Let's not keep the boys waiting.
Setting course for anywhere but here and any time but now.
Master!
What is it, K-9? I'm busy.
Master, sensors detect more life forms approaching TARDIS than matches known through capacity.
That's Leanne, K-9. She's coming with us.
Affirmative, young master. However, she is not what I am referring to.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Just a few more feet, and we'll both be home.
Yeah! No! With me. It hurts. Help me. Please. Doctor?
Doctor, don't just stand there. We have to help them.
K-9.
Master?
Defend the TARDIS.
Affirmative.
Leon, I'm so sorry.
Got you something.
Thank you, Zacharias.
It wasn't your fault, you know?
I know. But we were so close. She was right there. I was holding her hand. She could have been here with us, safe. And then...
You did everything you could.
No, I didn't. But it's too late now. Where's the doctor?
Once we were clear, he locked himself in the console room. I tried to get him to come out, but he wouldn't say anything. I can't blame him. First Lorenzo, then Leanne. It's like we can't win.
Don't say that, please. I don't want to think about that.
Sorry.
Doctor!
How are you feeling?
I'll live. I'll just have nightmares for the rest of my life.
Me too, I think.
The infirmary has been made ready for you. We'll need to flush any traces of smoke from the blaze out of your lungs to prevent permanent damage.
Okay, but what about you?
Oh no, I've just come from there myself. I was fortunate enough not to inhale any, actually.
No, I mean, how are you holding up?
Oh. Well, what's the hug for?
I thought you could use it.
Thank you, my dear. Honestly, though, I'll push on somehow. I'm big, tough, and ugly enough to look after myself.
You sure?
Very. Please go to the infirmary. I'll feel better knowing you're both okay.
Right. Come on, Whitney.
K-9, I want you to take a memo for me.
Recording mode engaged.
A doctor's purpose is to heal sickness wherever he finds it. To never turn away someone who needs his aid. His patients must trust him enough to place their lives in his hands, and no matter how bleak the prognosis, he should never surrender to doubt or to fear. I am not, nor have I ever been, a doctor of medicine, but I still believe unflinchingly in that purpose. I have dedicated my existence to helping the universe to heal from its sicknesses. Today, a planet died, and I failed to save it. I failed to save the ones who trusted me enough to put their lives in my hands. No more. I am the doctor of all things, and I swear that henceforth nobody dies. End recording.